It is official, and I warned you they were going to be doing this in America, not just in Australia. More mandates, not just to get vaccinated, but mandates on your children to vaccinate them. You as a parent will have no choice when it comes to your children. Where is this happening? In the biggest city in America. And don't think, oh, this won't come to my neighborhood. De Blasio has announced New York City private sector vaccine mandate, by the way, now for all employees. So if you think you have rights in the private sector, no, you don't. And new requirements for your children. You don't have the right to say yes or no as a parent any longer. New York City Mayor de Blasio announced that the Big Apple will impose a new COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all private sector employees that will be enforced starting December the 27th, 2 days after Christmas. You're welcome. Merry Christmas. De Blasio is heading out the door, but just before ending his time in office, he has decided that it's his job to impose these new coronavirus restrictions on New York City residents and take away your right to decide what you believe when it comes to your children. According to MSNBC, the Tyrants News Network, the mayor is also requiring proof of vaccination for all indoor dining, fitness, and entertainment venues for children ages 5 to 11. So if you want to take your kid anywhere, you want your kid to play sports, you want your kid to be in extracurricular activities, you want to take them to shopping, they have to show proof of vaccine. You as a parent have no rights now to your children. They own your children. The state gets to decide what they want to do with your kid medically. In addition to these changes, citizens must receive two vaccine shots as opposed to one to be considered fully vaccinated in New York City. Now, this mayor who has done this, clearly doing it on purpose, right? Clearly thinking that this is somehow his job with this massive expansion of government overreach. And this is something I promise you now, this is not going to be the only place this happens. This is not going to be the only place that they decide to push this, okay? This is going to happen all over the country, and the big cities start it, and then the other cities follow suit based on what the response is and based on how many people sue. Now, I want you to hear the tyrants over at MSNBC, okay? Because what they have done is they've said, and again, he's just saying, look, we just have to do this, right? All morning long, he was on MSNBC spreading this out there, right? Saying, I'm very concerned about this, and that's why I'm having to do this. I'm being forced to do this. In other words, you're terrible parents or you're idiots and you won't get vaccinated, so therefore I'm going to mandate that you do it.
Secondly, just on, give us an update on the Omicron variant here. We know that there was at least a couple cases tracked to a convention that was at the Javits Center. The governor, you and the governor gave an announcement, I think, on Friday that gave updates of more cases throughout New York City and New York State. Where do things stand this morning? Where are you seeing spread? How concerned are you about the new variant right now?
Yeah, I am very concerned, Jonathan, and we have to assume community spread at this point. I mean, we'll track the cases. We have a very strong test and trace apparatus. But let's be honest, and this is true for New Yorkers and all Americans. At this point, Omicron's here.
Yeah.
It looks like it's very transmissible. That's just going to make a tough situation even harder. I mean, the timing is horrible with the winter months. So I think this comes down to a recognition. We got to put this COVID era behind us. I mean, here's the bottom line for all of us. We've been living with this now for most of 2 years. We got to put it behind us. And vaccine mandates, in my experience, are the one thing that really breaks through. And we do know this. Vaccines, every single time, you know, every single time there's a fear the vaccine won't have an impact on a new variant. Well, guess what? Every single time the vaccines have worked. That's a good track record. Let's lean into it even more.
Okay, is that true? They worked? Because there's a bunch of people I know that have been double vaxxed are still getting COVID. I mean, let's dial back the quote, it works, right? Every time we tell you to do this, it works. I'm not so sure that's actually accurate. Does it give you some sort of protection? We do believe that. But this idea that, oh, everything just works out? No. Now, these new expansions include your children because they now can do medical experiments on your children and you as a parent have no right to decide what you can and cannot say yes or no to with your kid when it comes to vaccines, apparently, because the United States government and people like de Blasio have decided that they are better than you are as parents at deciding what is best for you and your kids. Take a listen to them selling this on TV that you have no medical rights over your children.
So, Mr. Mayor, you see here one of the other measures is the requiring vaccination for indoor dining, fitness, entertainment for children, too. Children now have access to the vaccine ages 5 to 11. I will say I am surprised that more cities have not followed New York City's lead. Even Washington, D.C. is not.
I love this, by the way. I'm surprised. Notice how they do that. Like, oh, this is great news, right? We're going to this vaccine is going to be for children now. And that's great. And we're just shocked. Right, we're totally shocked that parents have not done this and more cities haven't done this, right? We can't believe it. This is what propaganda media is. This is what state-controlled media sounds like in other parts around the world where they have tyrants and communist governments that they have to support because they have no other option.
Follow New York City's lead. Even Washington, D.C. does not require to prove your vaccination status to come in for a restaurant. But talk a little bit more about the reason behind that. But I want to go back to also the mandate for the private sector workers. The Biden administration's efforts to do this are tied up in courts right now. There's a lot of legal challenges. Do you not anticipate the same will happen here? And how confident are you can prevail?
We are confident because it's universal. I don't know all the intricacies of what the Biden administration has been through, but I do know this. Our health commissioner has put a series of mandates in place. They have won in court, state court, federal court, every single time, Jonathan. And it's because they're universal and consistent, and they're about protecting the public right now from a clear and present danger. Our youngest kids, we got to reach them now. Right now in this city, it's about 20% have gotten vaccinated in that 5 to 11 range. It's new. The vaccine's relatively new. But what we're trying to say to parents is it's urgent. Before Omicron grows, before Delta continues to stress us even worse in the winter months, get your kid vaccinated. And here's an incentive to do it. A lot of parents, of course, want to take their kids out to wonderful things that'll be happening in the holiday season. Here's a reminder, get your child vaccinated. Just one dose will immediately qualify any child to be able to participate in those activities. But look, I'm a parent, and I remember vividly when my kids were going to school. You know, you don't end up in a situation where a child is left unprotected. I urge parents really strongly, get that vaccination. It's safe. It's been proven. Here's another incentive to do it.
So it's one dose for children, but two now for adults. Is that right for the program?
We're going to be phasing in two for adults as of December 27th.
Okay. Right. And then secondly, just on, give us an update on the Omicron variant here. We know that there was.
You have no rights. These are ours. We get to decide what it is. We do with your children. That is what has been said. Okay, that's it. This is it. This is what it is, and this is what they decided is going to happen for you. And it's not up for negotiation, and you should be really excited about it. You should be fired up that we're doing this. This is something they believe is a great thing. Now, you hear this. And it's going back to what Biden has said about vaccine mandates. Look at the private sector and what just happened here with this. Vaccine mandate for all private sector workers. This is no longer government jobs or contracts for the government. This is vaccine mandate for all private sector workers, meaning you have a job, you have to be vaccinated in New York City. Vaccine proof for indoor dining. This is about this goes back to what I said about COVID racism. Said this last week over and over again. Let's call this what it is. It's COVID racism. That's what it is. COVID racism. We're going to divide you into two sets of people. Those that have rights because you bow down to our wishes, and those that have no rights. Now, if you think that this is extreme, it is extreme. They're going to claim it's to protect you from yourself. It's to protect you from the Delta variant and Omicron and all the other scary things that move forward. They're going to say, well, you can't be trusted to make decisions for your children. So we have no choice but to make those decisions for your children. Now, if this is all in the name of public health and public safety, which is what they are claiming, then naturally, right, you would say, okay, well, they're trying to protect us everywhere in the country. That's not true. They're holding you to a different standard than those that are coming across the border illegally. Governor Greg Abbott in Texas talking about the insanity of taking away parental rights in this country when it comes to basic medical decisions, while at the very end claiming this is because of national, like, public health pandemic, you're going to die, the world is ending. You know, is there logic behind this? Yet we still have an open border where we're not testing people.
What I can tell you for a fact is most of the people coming across the border, if not all of them, are not being tested. The point is this. The president and the Biden administration, they have two standards. If you're going to pay money to come into the United States of America lawfully, you have to be tested. However, if you come into the country illegally, you don't have to be tested. And as you know, the numbers, there have been more than 1 million people who've come across the border illegally that we know of this year, most of whom have not been tested.
Most of whom have not been tested. So we're going to allow unlimited number of illegal immigrants to come in. And by the way, just so you know how screwed up New York is, they're actually now moving to allow 800,000 illegal immigrants. Okay. 800,000 illegal immigrants to vote in their elections. Just thought you might want to know that. 800,000 illegal immigrants. That number is a significant number of people. So Americans, you're American citizens, your vote will be diluted. Your voice is going to be silenced. Your decisions will be squashed. Your opinions will be squashed. And we're going to take away the right of you to decide what is best for your children medically. And we truly believe that we are justified in each and every part of this, in all of it, because we know more better than you do. We know more than you do. We are smarter than you are. In America now, you don't have the rights to decide what's best for you or your family. And now you've lost that right with your children. That's what the Democratic Party is trying to implement. Meanwhile, illegal immigrants can come across the border without being tested, which goes back to the hypocrisy of all of this. And the reason why this is about power and control. This is not about public safety. If it was, they would shut down things at the border. You know, I go back to de Blasio on the vaccine mandate for private companies. He truly believes he's saving the world by doing this. I take that back. I don't think he truly believes he's saving the world. I think he understands that his party, the Democratic Party, is at a very unique opportunity and a crossroads here where they can seize absolute and total power over people. And so that's why he's willing to do it when he's not up for re-election. Let's give it a shot, and the biggest city in America and other cities will follow. The Omicron variant has been detected in 17 different states. There's nothing really to be freaked out over by this thing yet, because not a single person in the world's died from the Omicron variant as of this weekend. Is this thing worse than any of the other ones, the Delta variant, based on what we're seeing early on? No, it's not. You would think that would be brought into the conversation, right? So why is this happening? Because it's about power and control. It's not about your safety. It never has been. It's about power over your private business. It's about power over deciding. And they test ran this. This is like what terrorists do, right? They do a dry run before they do a heinous crime. What does a dry run look like? You're witnessing it. We saw this over the last 2 years. They told you how to run your business, and we said, okay. They told you when and where you could sing in church. They told you if you could even go to church. They told you that you couldn't gather. They told you that you couldn't see your families. They told you that you couldn't travel. They told you that you must stay 6 feet apart from people. They told you you couldn't break bread at the dinner table with your own parents or grandparents or cousins or aunts. They told you had to shut down your business and go broke. Now they realize that we're a bunch of sheep. And I guess there's really no reason why they have to stop telling us to do anything. Apparently, they can tell us everything they want us to do, no matter what. And there's no reason to believe that we're going to stop them. They did a dry run, and they were successful. And once they were this successful, they said, well, this is really amazing. We got to keep moving forward. This is truly incredible. We got to keep owning this. And that's exactly why de Blasio sits there on TV and is able to say with a straight face what he said.
Since the Omicron variant was detected, 17 states have had confirmed cases, at least 10 of which are in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut tri-state area. At least one case was detected in a person who had just went to a convention at New York City's Javits Center, an event attended by more than 50,000 people. That's not good. Joining us now, the mayor of New York, New York City, Bill de Blasio. And Bill, you are revealing right now new measures to keep COVID infection cases down. What are they?
Yeah, Mika, look, we just talked about an attack on democracy. Well, we're under attack a different way right now from the coronavirus. And we've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board. All private sector employers in New York City will be covered by this vaccine mandate as of December 27th. We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
And curious, first of all, that's anybody and everybody who works in New York City has a vaccine mandate at this point. How do you enforce this?
We're going to work with the business community, and we've seen a lot of cooperation so far when we have put in place our mandate, for example, for restaurants, indoor entertainment, indoor fitness. We actually got a lot of cooperation. There were a few times where we had to penalize people, but it was rare. So we're going to put together the rules, work with the business community. But I'll tell you something, Mika, the fact that this is universal, and this would be my advice to mayors, governors, CEOs all over the country, use these vaccine mandates. And the more universal they are, the more likely employees will say, OK, it's time. I'm going to do this, because you can't jump from one industry to another or one company to another. It's something that needs to be universal to protect all of us.
So, Mr. Mayor, you see here.
By the way, does this not sound like total collusion and corruption? Hey, everybody out there. Just all do it so that your employees can't jump from one employer to another. We've got to take away their ability to fight back. And so if they can't be employed and no one can hire them, then we'll finally beat them. Now, you think about the logic behind these moves. It's completely illogical based on the fact that we aren't protecting our country from COVID from our southern border. But we even have travel mandates being imposed in this country. Over the weekend, the Surgeon General, Dr. Murthy, actually defended the U.S. maintaining a travel ban on South Africa, yet you can come from South Africa across the southern border and you won't be tested. This is all political theater. If this was truly a threat to your life, the way that they're claiming, where they want to take away your rights when it comes to your children, and they want to force your kid to be medical experiments for them because they're tyrants and they want control over you, then you would have to secure, at least from COVID, the southern border. But we're harassing people that are traveling, but not harassing people that are breaking into the country. They're not on our side, by the way. They're not on our team, folks. If you think they are, if you think Biden and his team is on our side, they're not. They're on the side of illegal activity, illegal immigrants. They're not on our team. And if they were, they wouldn't be having two different rules, two different sets of rules for two different sets of people. Don't harass those coming across the southern border. We want to make sure they keep coming, because that is helpful to us politically to load this country up with illegal immigrants. But those that are flying in legally with passports, no, harass them.
There are dozens of countries that now have this Omicron variant. The only region of the world under a U.S. travel ban are eight countries in Africa. That doesn't really seem fair. Why single out South Africa and its neighboring countries?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And so let's talk about this. This was put in place, these restrictions in travel, first because there were a growing number, rapid growing number of cases that were found in South Africa. And the travel restrictions, they don't permanently keep the variant out. We know that. What travel restrictions can do is buy you some time. They can buy you some time to do important things. And what are the important things?
But I've heard this from the White House, respectfully, but my question, though, is what we learned at the beginning of this pandemic. China is put under a travel ban. Meanwhile, in the back door, travelers are coming in from Europe, bringing in COVID. That was one of the facts established when we looked at pandemic preparedness. You only right now have a travel ban on eight countries in southern Africa. The rest of the world is still traveling in. Omicron is already here. So if it's a question of fairness, it's either all countries get banned or lift the ban? And you have scientists in South Africa saying this is discriminatory.
Well, again, Margaret, if you look at this, we're in a very different situation than we were in the beginning of the pandemic when travel restrictions were put in place. And one of the big differences, Margaret, is that we have travel measures, safety measures, that actually are helping reduce the risk. And those include guaranteeing that people get on international flights are vaccinated and pre-travel testing. Now, we use the time to actually strengthen those travel measures. The CDC announced that it's going to be shortening that window to 24 hours. We use that time to vaccinate millions of more Americans. But listen, the bottom line is these were meant to be temporary measures. Nobody wants them to be on for any longer than they need to be. And that's why we're continuously reevaluating them so that we can get them off as soon as it's appropriate.
Just before.
I love it, right? We'll just keep telling the same lines. Eventually, you guys will just deal with it and shut up. Oh, they're just temporary. So if you don't like it, just know they're temporary. They're just temporary, okay? Relax. They're just temporary. They're only temporary. And so it does make sense. But it doesn't make sense. No, but it does make sense. Well, hold on. It really doesn't make sense, sir. And here's why. No, no, no. It does make sense because we're brilliant. Our job is to take away people's rights each and every day. Our job is to pick winners and losers each and every day. Our job is to decide who we believe are the best people every single day that deserve special treatment and deserve to be shut down and their lives to be completely altered by our overreach. You know, if there's any one brilliant thing that I think has been said through all of this is the fact that there's Senator Rand Paul. He came out and he said this about Fauci and the holidays and all these BS rules. And this has also been happening, by the way, where now multiple times the president over the last several days has not been wearing a mask. Right? Several different times. But on TV at the Kennedy Center for the big gala this weekend, he was wearing his mask on TV. OK, he was wearing his mask on TV then. Outside of that, he was not doing it. OK, outside of that, he was not doing it, folks. Right. Outside of that, it was not happening. This guy does whatever the hell he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it, wherever he wants to do it. Understand that. Okay? You must do what we tell you to do. And so Rand Paul's point is, don't give in to these people. Yes, fight back. But at this point, you probably should just start ignoring Fauci.
You know, Senator, it's become follow the science only when convenient. Because if we're following the science out of Israel, and I believe Qatar now is the second country, but the Israel case showing natural immunity was 27 times more effective in warding off the Delta variant than the vaccine, that would be following the science, wouldn't it?
Virtually none of the edicts or the promulgations that come from Fauci's mouth are based in science at all. Take the idea that we're now going to test the day of travel. The rapid test is accurate about between 30 and 50% if you don't have symptoms. So most people traveling, if they know they're sick, are going to not travel. So most of the people we're talking about are traveling are without symptoms. The test is 30 to 50% accurate. The Omicron variant is already across the United States and across the world. No travel ban is going to stop it, and no amount of testing is going to stop it. But think about this. Fauci now says, if you know someone's been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask next to him. So you see him at one of these glittering Hollywood parties the other day, and it's like, oh, if I don't know the person, I put a mask on if I know them. Well, he doesn't know their vaccine status. How idiotic is that? Oh, I don't know that person, so I'm going to put my mask on. But now I'm going to take it off because I know that person. He doesn't know who's vaccinated or not by looking at them. It's a ridiculous standard. But here's the bottom line. People who've been vaccinated or people who've gotten the disease naturally do have a semblance of protection and should feel comfortable going about their daily lives. Let's not live in fear because Dr. Fauci is promulgating things that are unscientific just to scare you. If you've been vaccinated or if you've had the disease, live your life and ignore this man. And let's hope he can be gone as soon as possible.
Ignore this man. He's absolutely right. And you notice that what Fauci was saying, or excuse me, what Senator Paul was saying was, hey, I'm not anti-vax. If you've been vaccinated, you have less reasons to worry. Right? He's never really ripped on the vaccine. I want to make that clear. What he is ripping on is the fear-mongering that is coming from this administration and the mandates that are coming down and the cram-downs that are coming down, the forcing you into submission. That is what he is having a real problem with, and he should. Telling you you can't have a job in New York City now unless you get vaccinated? Uh-uh. No. This is why people leave, by the way. This is why people run. This is why they say, I'm out of here. I'm not putting up with this crap. I'm done. This is why they actually leave. And they should leave, by the way. I wouldn't live in New York right now. The amount of money you would have to pay me to live in New York, and then I wouldn't even bring my family there. I would live there during the weekend and say, see, I'm out on the weekends. There is no way I would stay there. No chance in hell. It's a god-awful city with tyrants. And now to even get in the city, you got to show proof of vaccine, and then we got to, your kids can't even function as a child, right? Your child, your kid can't even be a kid without being vaccinated now. You have no parental rights, none whatsoever in New York City. You have no rights personally in New York City. They can tell you to do or put anything they want to at this point in your body, and you can't stop it. And that now includes mandates over the private sector. So if you thought you had private, you had rights as a private citizen, not in New York. This is what tyrants do. And I keep telling you, and people keep saying, oh, this isn't going to happen. Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, it's not going to happen. Yes, it is. And it's happening right now. California, all over. San Francisco, L.A., New York City, New York State, New Jersey. Colorado now has got some travel crap going on. Michigan, look at Michigan right now. Total disaster under Whitmer, who has put in all sorts of mandates. She is in Michigan the other day, and this number may have changed. And I always try to be intellectually honest, tell you the truth, okay? But Michigan the other day, they had a study and data that came out, and this really was shocking, okay? They had more small businesses close than virtually any other place in the country per capita. And that was because she went so extreme for so long and suffocated businesses, and businesses were pleading with her, please let us open back up. And she said no, knowing that they would lose everything, and she didn't care. And people lost everything. And when they lost everything, and they knew they were losing everything, right? It was all coming to hell in a handbasket. She didn't care because she has total control as a tyrant. And the scary part is there's still a lot of people in Michigan that actually support this crazy woman. All right, make sure you take this audio and share it with your family and friends. Please hit that subscribe button so you can get this podcast each and every day. Share this podcast on all your social media sites. Hit that little auto download button, subscribe button. It is free. And I will see you back here tomorrow.